Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are the founder of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy, Rick Parisi, and head coach of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy, Rob Boyle.
All right, so Rob and Rick, here we are with the first episode. I'm extremely excited about this, and thanks to the two of you for helping partner with me on this, and hopefully we can bring a lot of hockey players some good information. So why don't we go ahead this week and dive into exactly what Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy aims to achieve, and then move into who the adult hockey camps are designed for, and then maybe a little bit about what player who comes to the camps can expect when they come to a Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Camp. So Rick, as the founder and the, as you call yourself, the chief executive warrior for the Adult Hockey Academy, what is the academy and why do you have adult only hockey camps?
Well, Austin, basically Weekend Warriors, it's a school for adult recreational players of all levels who want to get better. And they want to do it in an environment where they can be comfortable and, you know, free of judgment and, you know, not having to do it with kids that are, you know, maybe playing at a higher level, trying to make it to the NHL or whatever level they're trying to get to. So, you know, we want to create an environment that, you know, adults can get better without all that distraction, I guess.
So will Wayne Gretzky be at any of your camps?
No, this is not a fantasy camp. And at least not in the traditional sense. You know, my philosophy is I kind of feel like, you know, and a lot of the players that we get to play this great game as adults, you know, to me that in itself is a fantasy. So it's not about meeting famous players, getting autographs. I mean, that might be cool when you're 10 years old. But as an adult, I feel like it's more important that, you know, people want to get better, right? They want to learn the game. A lot of these guys, you know, some players played when they were kids and they haven't played in 20 years. They come back to the game. Some people just get into the game as adults. So they need to learn about the game as well as, you know, how to get better at it and improve their skills. So we didn't want to focus on celebrity. To me, it was about having the best coaches. I feel like, you know, just because you can play the game doesn't mean that you can coach. Our coaches are very knowledgeable. They're great teachers. And I think probably the most important and sometimes overlooked aspect is the passion that they bring and that they spread to the players. They have to enjoy it. The clients sense that, you know, our clients are adults, right? So they're mature, they're smart. And if they feel like a coach is just there for a paycheck, they're going to sense that. And over the years, occasionally we've had a guy on the ice and you can tell when somebody isn't really into it. They're there for the paycheck. They get off the ice and they're gone. Our guys our coaches go the extra mile. On the ice, they're interjecting themselves to help players, and off the ice, they're having conversations about hockey. They're getting to know the players. Anybody that's there for a paycheck, that's the one and only camp they're going to coach with us.
Yeah, and I know, speaking from experience, having been twice, I never felt once, at least in the two times I've been, that anyone was there to do anything other than help us get better. There certainly was a lot of patience. Skill levels were varied, and that's one of the next topics we'll get into. But there was always a sense that first-class professionalism amongst the coaches, all of you that were setting it up from beginning to end, that the coaches were there to help the players get better, which is appreciated as someone who is an adult, as you mentioned, and who's coming to a camp. In my case, I was about 7-8 hours away that I drove up and spent some money to come to the camp. So I think those are you're hitting your target group. If you're looking to bring hockey players in and pair them with coaches who really want to help the entire process of a player getting better. All right. So rolling into from there, your ideal player that maybe you want to target to come up and come to one of these camps. Plus, how do you guys, Rob, maybe this is in your avenue a little bit better. How do you deal with the players who are varying skill levels amongst all the other players that are attending at the same time?
Yeah, I think just kind of touch on what Rick said a little bit too, is that, it's for everyone who wants to become a better player as adults. And I asked this question, at the beginning of camp, how many players actually get to practice with a team on a regular basis? And, you might have one or two say that they do. Most oftentimes it's nobody. And so this camp is for anybody, any recreational player that wants to become a better player. We do have some, players that have played for a little while longer and they might be a little more advanced. So what we try to do in the midst of camp is when we break down into groups, we try to group them by their level of ability. So just as an example, if we're to break down into four groups or, five groups, the middle groups are okay. They're going to be close together, but, from group one to group four, group five, those are the people that we want to make sure are with their right group. So A, they don't have the pressure of trying to keep up. If you're a level one and you truly are just learning to play, you don't want to have to keep up with someone who's played a little bit longer, who might be in group four or five, say the little more experienced. So that's how we try to deal with that situation. But I think from, who should attend camp, I think it's anybody that wants to get better. We do try to immerse into a weekend, the players into a weekend of hockey, not just on the ice, but off the ice with, some video feedback, some chalk talks about the game so that they get the full experience and not just being on the ice. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Most adult players don't have the opportunity to learn the game. You know about the game. You've seen the game, but you really don't get to learn about the game. And so that's one of the things that we try to bring as coaches to every camp. And I think we do a pretty good job.
Yeah. If I could add to that a little bit too, I get a lot of calls, people that don't know much about the camp in the last or emails, it can be a call or an email. For instance, a new player will be like, well, I just started playing, how good do I have to be at camp? And the answer is, if you can spend 12 hours on the ice, you can come to camp. All right. It's not about, how bad you are. And then I've had other players on the other end of the spectrum that, what's the highest level? How good is too good? And honestly, to me, and that's kind of what Rob was talking about, is the attitude. What kind of attitude do you have about learning? Okay. So if you think you're a hot shot and you can't get it, you're as good as you're going to be, then maybe the camp's not for you. But if you come in with the right attitude, we had some guy that comes to our Lake Tahoe camp every year, and he's skipping it this year. He's actually in Denmark, and he emailed me. He told me he has a semi-pro contract. So this guy was a really good, one of the best players that ever came to camp, but he was at camp every year working on the basics. Sidney Crosby works on his skating. So there's no weekend warrior that can't get better. And then the other things that I want to also touch on is we also have, women don't understand, yes, we do have women at, pretty much every camp we have women. And then goalies are the other ones that say, well, do you have training for goalies? Because they think that, they're just going to come and be a target. And no, we have a dedicated goalie coach. So it's new players, it's experienced players, it's women, goalies, everybody can find something at camp.
And if goalies aren't exhausted by the end of the 12 hours and they've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, having been to the camp twice, when you look at it on paper, that's ice time, but man, I wish I could spend the whole time on the ice. It is plenty of ice time over that period. And we'll get into some later episodes, how to prep for going, but it is plenty of ice time.
It's like I say at the beginning of every camp as well. It's 12 hour of ice in a short period of time. That's a season for most people. And when you're right. Think about how much ice time, and if you're only playing games, how much ice time minus, only five people showing up to a game on a 11 o'clock on a Friday night, whatever that is, but we know what happens. But if you have 12 to 13 players on your team, how much ice time are you really getting over the course of an hour game? So it is a lot of ice time over the course of a weekend. Like I said, it's a season for a lot of people.
I know that at least for myself, that what you guys taught me and how you taught me in the drills, even the individual skating drills, you will not get them in a game. You can't do them in a game. So you have to go in another venue to practice those. And that's, to me, a huge part of that motivation to get better. and what we want to do, not only with this podcast, but with, you know, encourage any adult hockey player, is if you're going to take the time to go to a Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camp, you got to take these skills, these lessons, and you got to go practice them, stick and puck, whatever it may be.
Well, it's like any skill. So, you know, Rick and I are budding guitar players, you know, and I use this sometimes as an example as well, like to be a better guitar player, I got to practice that on a regular basis. If I want to be able to go to a G to a C to a D and so on and so forth, I have to practice that. So when you come to a Weekend Warriors camp, when you leave on Sunday, you're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel more confident. I hope you do. But if you don't do anything from the time you leave the camp until you get back to playing again, because we do most of our camps in the summertime. So if you're not playing in the summer league, so if you're not going to play until September or October or do anything to practice those skills, then you're not going to get better. You do have to take some of it as an adult player. You have to take the onus onto yourself to continue to practice those skills to get better. What we do in a 12-hour period, we try to break down each skill to its simplest form. So it's easy to go practice at a stick and puck or a stick and shoot or whatever it is you want to call it at your rink. But like any skill in any form of profession or recreation, you want to get better at it. You got to continue to practice.
But that's true. But, you know, there's also sometimes those aha moments that people have where, you know, they don't know how to do something. Like maybe they have the skill set to do it, but they don't know how. And, you know, a coach shows them something and the light bulb goes on. They're like, oh, wow. Like all of a sudden, that's the kind of thing where that's the instant learning. It's like, oh, now I could do it.
They call that the instant feel. So they get a feel for the skill. So, oh, that's what I haven't been doing. But again, if they want to perfect that, it's still something that they're still going to continue to have to practice. But I agree with Rick 100%. Those aha moments are our favorite thing at camp.
Yeah, I haven't come to hockey myself in my 20s. Obviously, I knew there were edges. I didn't quite know how to use them. I was using them when I was doing crossovers and things like that. But
were you really? Were you?
Well, maybe I wasn't, you know. And I certainly wasn't doing it well.
I want to know how your outside edge is right now.
That's where I was going with that. Was you taught me 2 years ago, you specifically, how to do the outside edge drills with the turns. I still cannot do them. I practice almost every week when I go to stick and puck, and I do try and go once a week to stick and puck because I know it's the only time I can work on this stuff. I still stink at it, but I think it shows that I know how to do it. But at 40 years old, my body is resisting doing it, but I'm going to keep working on it. But I know how to do it properly now, that I didn't know how to do before. I didn't start skating when I was 3 or 6 or 12, and I certainly never had a coach. So those are the things that as an adult hockey player, I feel people can pick up from coming to these camps. And I think even those that played when they were younger, I think when you watch NHLers skate these days, I believe, and I haven't watched hockey as closely as maybe some other people, that players play differently now than they did when, say, I was growing up and watching guys like Wayne Gretzky. And what they can do on their skates is significantly different and better than what those guys were doing. And if you're going to play adult hockey, especially if you're going to play mixed hockey, you're going to play with kids who know how to do these things that maybe you didn't grow up doing when you were playing hockey in the 80s when you were 10 or 12. So let's go ahead. Rick and Rob, you guys want to run through maybe a quick idea of what the schedule looks like and how you do those 12 hours. You talked about chalk talk and some other things that you roll into process as someone goes through the weekend.
Sure. So, I mean, just the basic schedule. First of all of our camps are a similar schedule. We start on Thursday afternoon, have an orientation at like 4 o'clock. We're on the ice at 6. We have a 2-hour skate on Thursday night. We're working on a lot of skating skills. After that session, we go out and have a social, go out for a couple beers, maybe a little bite to eat. Then the heart of the camp is like Friday and Saturday. So both Friday and Saturday are kind of similar. We have a morning skate for 2 hours, get off the ice. We're doing a video review session on Friday of your skating. Forward skating stride, evaluating that for each skater. The goalies are doing their own video. Then we'll have a chalk talk So one of the things we'll talk about, like Chalk Talk, positioning, defensive positioning, offensive positioning, where to be, because a lot of adult players don't know where to be on the ice. And that's part of the learning that we give at camp. Then we have an afternoon ice session, might be 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. So that's Friday and Saturday are pretty similar. And then Saturday night, we have our camp banquet. Sunday morning, we have another 2-hour session. And by noon on Sunday, we're out, all done, wrapped up. And we usually have a bunch of tired, sore, but better hockey players.
You know, one of the things we mentioned before on one of the things that it's not a fantasy camp. It's also not a camp where you're going to be scrimmaging a lot. How much time, if any, is dedicated to letting the players go out there, line changes, shoot at some goalies, kind of in a scrimmage?
20 minutes.
That's all right, it. 20 minutes. And you film it, and then afterward, we do a Chalk Talk and you make fun of us, correct?
Correct.
That is correct.
That's my favorite part of camp.
It's a Rob Boyle comedy hour.
So in all seriousness, so, I mean, that's what you get to do when you play, you know, when you're adult leagues. You get to play all the time. Our camp is designed to enhance your playing experience when you go back to your teams, because your skill level, hopefully you have a little more confidence in your skill level. I know we've taught you a little bit about how to play the game, but you guys get to play your games all the time. The one thing you do not get to do on a regular basis is skill development. And so that's one of the things that we really try to hammer home in the 12 hours that you're with us, is really developing these different skills that you can take back and become a better player. Now, we'll do some small game stuff that can translate very easily into 5-on-5 hockey. We do small area stations that can also very much translate into your games 5-on-5. But when we start the camp, before we decide how camp's going to go, where it's going to go, our first session is typically the same, just to get back on the type of what we do at camp. So when we get on that ice for that first 2 hours, as coaches, we're evaluating to see, is this a more advanced group? Do we have a good mix of people? Is it a little more beginner group? And I'll kind of determine which way the camp will go. Do we ramp it up a little bit? Do we pull it back? And I think I can honestly say, I don't think any one camp has been the same to the next in 18 years. It may be similar in some respects, but we try to switch it up every once in a while on how we do things, different station drills, that type of thing. But the core of the camp is really on, you know, the skill development, those basic things, inside edges, outside edges, shooting, puck control. It's just how we introduce it or how we try to develop it will change from and vary from camp to camp.
Yeah, I remember Friday nights were very similar in the two camps I went to. And then Saturday and Sunday, the skill development, small games or small-sided games, I learned different drills in each one. And that was awesome. You know, as a returning individual, I wasn't quite sure if I was going to get the exact same stuff, even though I knew we needed to work on everything. But it was different. We had an opportunity basically to work on one thing that we wanted to work on with a coach, some individual time that maybe hadn't been covered, which I found to be very helpful. A couple of aha moments in there for myself. So certainly anybody who's coming in or is someone who's been to the camp before, in my experience, if you go again or choose to go again, it's going to be similar, but you will get some different drills, which were a lot of fun, things that I still incorporate when I try and do stick and puck by myself. Rick, at this point, you know, we're in episode one here. You're getting ready to start the 2020 season for all the camps. Do you want to kind of take a minute, talk a little bit about what locations you have, openings maybe you still have, or some areas if folks are looking to come to a camp, what might they focus on at this point?
You know, for some players, it's just a matter of finding a location that's closest to them. And then for others, it's, you know, people want to go to a different camp for a different experience. We have 14 camps on the schedule this year, which is more than we've ever had. Last year we had 11. The most we've ever had before is 12. So I can run through it really quickly. Our first camp is April 16th to 19th in Pittsburgh. Then we go on the next weekend. We're in Shelton, Connecticut. And then in Atlanta, where you came, Austin, that's the first, that's April 30th to May 3rd. 2 weeks later, we have a camp in Lake Tahoe. That camp we've done every year in our 18-year history. And we are running a double camp there, which means we have two groups not on the ice at the same time. One group's on the ice, they get off, and the other group goes on.
I'm finding this out for the first time, by the way.
Yeah, well, we're just getting to that point. We're just pulling the trigger on this. So the registrations have been kind of through the roof on this one. So it's probably going to be a sold out double camp. Then we're in Buffalo, New York for June 4th to 7th. And after that, Boston, June 11th to 14th. Then a week off, and then we're in Vail, Colorado, June 25th to 28th. Then a couple weeks off, and we're in Ann Arbor, Michigan for July 16th to 19th. The next weekend, Anaheim. We're back to Anaheim. We haven't been there since 2017. That's July 23rd to 26th. Then we also are going back to St. Louis, August 6th to 9th. 2 weeks later, we're in Morristown, New Jersey, August 20th to 23rd. That same weekend, this is the first time we're doing this. We're going to actually have two camps the same weekend, different coaching crews, obviously. So we'll have Morristown, New Jersey, the 20th to 23rd. And we're going back to Toronto, the hockey capital of the world, August 20th to 23rd.
Awesome.
Weekend after that, we're in Washington, D.C. That's August 27th to 30th. Actually, it's Laurel, Maryland. And then we finish off the season with a new camp, our return to Texas in Austin, Texas, September 24th to 27th.
From April to the end of August, we'll be running camps nearly every weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. And then that one in September. Yeah, it's pretty much any weekend that's not a holiday weekend is, you know, there aren't too many weekends that aren't holiday weekends that aren't with a camp.
Yep. And pretty much everywhere across the country.
Yep.
Trying to figure out how to drum up some support to get you down here to maybe Orlando or Tampa, maybe even Miami. So we'll keep working on that one. All right, gentlemen, since we're trying to keep this to about a hockey period length podcast, we're going to, I think at this point, wrap up. Rick, Rob, any kind of last thoughts you want to throw out there concerning the topics we had today?
No, I just think we're good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going to say just thank everybody for listening, really.
Okay, awesome. So next episode, we will be focusing on what someone who's coming to a camp might want to do to prepare physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, emotionally, and what to expect when you arrive. And then you know, hopefully we can talk a little bit about the caliber of coaches, of folks you bring in. I know they're different. You mentioned different coaching staffs, and then maybe get into some frequently asked questions.
Great.
Sounds good.
We hope you enjoyed the episode and thank you for listening. If you have any show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram if that's easier. We'd love to read your listener questions on the air. Please share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the podcast and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard at improving each time you're out on the ice.